I'm Michael Edward Miller. You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. The annual Symposium on the 19th Century Press, Free Expression, and the Civil War starts Thursday. It's open to the public, and the conference starts at the Marriott downtown on Thursday, then continues Friday and Saturday here at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. I'm speaking with UTC's Dr. David Saxman, one of the conference's founders.
So, Confederate monuments, this is a pretty hot topic right now in the news, and you've got a couple of speakers on this very topic.
Right. First, let me say that the Symposium on the 19th Century Press, the Civil War and Free Expression, will go on across 3 days and feature 39 speakers. However, as you are pointing out, very early in the conference, on Thursday evening at 7:30, in the Chattanooga Marriott downtown, we're going to be having two speakers on the issue of monuments. Really, from a historical perspective, very famous Southern historian, Deborah Van Tool from Augusta University, will be speaking about the very first creation of Confederate monuments during Reconstruction by the Ladies Memorial Association. And then James Ogden, the historian of the Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park, will explain the creation of monuments here in Chattanooga and how that was a reconciliation between the two armies coming together in memorial and building such monuments. And so that first program from 7:30 to 8:45 will be our hot topic.
It's because, of course, today it's such a divisive issue, but it sounds like, so when they started here at least, it was supposed to bring people together.
It was. That was, or as Jim said the other day, every different person had a different reason. But clearly, the monuments on the Civil War battlefields were done as a means of reconciliation, with reunions held by the Northern and Southern troops coming together and having reunions at the same time and vowing at those moments to build these monuments in memory of their fallen brethren. The earlier monuments by the Ladies Memorial Association, I think, were very much memorials for the dead. And, of course, monuments in graveyards are a fundamental thing and have been around, I guess, forever. And that has to be distinguished, I think, between the political monuments built in the 20th century. I think in the period from about 1900 till about 1950s, the concept of the Civil War from a Southern perspective was what's called the lost cause concept, meaning that all but for a few things, they could have won. And the gone with the wind glory and picture of the South was in full sway in this period. And so on a political basis, I think it was very common at that point to build monuments that were highly political from the Southern perspective.
Every year this conference brings in scholars from all over the country. What is it about this conference that keeps bringing people back?
That's a very good question. Every year, we have about a third of the people who have been here before, and then half or a third more speakers who are new. The 19th Century Press was not a popular topic before this conference. And so when this conference started, and this is its 26th annual conference, this was a place where if you were studying the 19th century press, and especially 19th century press in the Civil War, you had a place to go to. The Civil War, on the other hand, goes in and out of great interest. And so it was of great interest just a few years ago as we were celebrating another set of anniversaries. Now I would say it is a little less so, but this combination attracts quite a number of people. This town has a lot of folks who are informal scholars of the Civil War. There are a lot of people here who are very, very knowledgeable about the Civil War, and they come in the audience to because the press and the Civil War is just one more interesting topic. In addition, we do have to look at similarities between the press in the Civil War period and the press in the period we are now, so that in this decade leading up to the Civil War and then during the Civil War, the country was sharply divided and the press demonstrated those sharp divisions. And frankly, those same kinds of sharp divisions are going on now. But it really is a war in the press as well at this time.
Thank you very much.